Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gilroy Radio. This is the one and only Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy. It's Facebook Fridays. You are tuned in, my friends. Get ready for a hell of a show, man. We're going to get it live today, man. We're going to have a great time, man. We got so much going on, man. What I want to do is I want to get this thing started, man. Just to let y'all know, the Mooney Twins will be in the building today. We're going to have Daryl Mooney live. I'm getting everything together right now to go on Tiny Chat. So, ladies, y'all can see me in my Trey Love pajamas, you dig, right here live from the Sugar Shack. You know what I'm saying? K-Slack is going to be in the building a little later. You know, we like to talk it up about what's going on in the finals, so we're going to get to that segment later. But look here, we got a very special segment today on Facebook Friday. This lady is the mentor of Radio, one of the people that helped me get this thing started. She's so busy, you know what I'm saying? She's just so busy, but we're blessed to have her for this moment, for this time to get in and share the news with us live on Gilroy Radio. The whole family, everyone, Monica Hughes, Gilroy East, Sophia Reed, Gilroy West, Sophia Sims, host on the Gilroy Radio Show, Black Lads, Scipio, Ebony Brown, Alana. Yo, it's so many things going on, but we got to welcome right now to Gilroy Radio the woman that's going to deliver the news, and when we can catch her, we're going to get her, you know what I'm saying? But right now, we got her, so bring her to the station, y'all. This is Carla E-O-T-M Simpson. Church, welcome to Gilroy Radio. Carla, what's up?
What's good? What's good? Bright and early, 10 o'clock in Pacific Standard Time. I am here. What's up? What's up with you, Trey?
You already know. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents every time I do this. You feel me?
Okay. I feel you. I feel you. That's what's up. Well, I guess I'll just hop right into it. Everyone, again, thanks for that warm introduction, Trey. Of course, this is going to be with your with your Gilroy Radio news that's brought to you by www.eotmblog.com. Definitely, y'all, stay connected to the number one site in entertainment news, exclusive celebrity interviews, the what's up in politics, world news, hood news, y'all, and so much more. So I guess we'll just jump into it. and break the monotony, if you will, with politics. I don't know if you guys heard about it, but John Edwards was finally indicted. Former North Carolina Senator John Edwards has finally been indicted by a federal grand jury for violating election laws by accepting nearly $1 million from supporters to cover up an extramarital affair during his 2008 election bid. We already know if John Edwards was black, we already know how that would have went down. But if convicted, because he was already indicted, he will be facing a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison and $250,000 fine. That's just on the conspiracy charge. He also faces 5 years in prison, yeah, and a $250,000 fine on each count of accepting and receiving illegal campaign contributions. And I believe there are six counts. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing how that's going to play out. You want to comment on that, Trey Love, before I move on?
Well, just real quick, you know, what I want to say on it is, like, realistically, like you said, if he was African-American, things would be a little different. But, you know, this kind of reminds me of back in the days. I remember when Dr. King used to be going to jail and JFK used to be, you know, he was the president and he was kind of helping Dr. King. Well, if I was John Edwards, I'd be like, hey, look here, Barack.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be, because they partners, you know what I'm saying? They was on the campaign trail together. If I was John, I'd be like, okay, man, you know I messed up. You know, Bill Clinton, you know, people done messed up. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, people done messed up. John Edwards is a human being. I'm not going to sit here and pin no roses. I know the women will get mad when when a dude cheat on y'all, y'all think he deserve everything he get from AIDS to death to jail. Like, I don't even care. But at the same time, I'm going to put it on out there. The man is human. It was a human mistake he made. I'm not condoning it in any way, shape, or form, especially if that's like me paying money into the church and my pastor's driving a Cadillac. I just ain't feeling that. So whatever they got to do is what they got to do, handle their business. I just pray for the man's safety because all around he seemed like a good dude. Like I said, to me, it's just a human mistake.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to have to talk about John Edwards and death maybe on another of one of your shows or even one of my shows because, oh, my God, it's just so much. I'm just, you know, just the way he dealt with his wife's situation when she was, you know, had cancer and all that good stuff. But we'll talk about that later. I want to touch on really quickly a little bit about Tupac's godfather, Geronimo Pratt, former leader of the Black Panther, died actually yesterday, June 3rd. Yesterday, which was the 2nd. He died in Africa. The reverend leader was, most of you guys remember him for unjustly being prosecuted, and he actually served about 27 years in prison for a murder he did not commit. He also served 8 years in solitary confinement. And I believe those are conditions that definitely test this man's inner strength. Pratt became a symbol of clear-cut cases of injustice when it was proven that he was a victim of J. Edgar Hoover's movement back in the day, targeting African-American leaders. That's so sad. The news of Geronimo Pratt's death was reported or confirmed to the media via his former attorney, Stuart Hanlon. Hanlon said he learned of Pratt's death from his family. While Hanlon was not sure of the cause of death, he said Pratt suffered from high blood pressure, and it is believed that Pratt died of a heart attack. And I just wanted to say really quick, despite the nearly three decades in prison unjustly, friends say Pratt had no anger, no bitterness. He only wanted to resume his life and have children.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, to the great. Well, my thoughts. He was a Black Panther, right? Am I not mistaken with that? Well, I want to say this to the generation that's my generation. You, Carla, included in that. We are what I consider us the Tupac generation. I consider us the Tupac generation. And Geronimo Pratt, Huey Newton, and those guys, that's our parents' generation. And I'm going to say this to Afeni Shakur's and people such as that stood up and fought for what we have today to have such a president as a Barack Obama. standing in office. I mean, I'm not trying to take nothing away from nobody that did what they had to do, but let's please not forget the people, the Dr. Kings, the Malcolm X's of those generations, that we are the generation, we are the Tupac generation, and I'm going to say this to us. Yes, we lost Geronimo Pratt, but that's why I get on Gilroy Radio and talk all the mess I talk. You know, I've sat at the feet of Farrakhan, listened to the man's speech, talked to him, shook his hand, and I'm going to say this to the people that are out there and struggling and trying to do something. We got to still bond together. The slavery, it's really just a little bit. I'm going to say slavery at this point just has a uniform on it, you know what I mean, because I hear things from people that work jobs and deal with all these types of issues, and there are, like, no ways out. So what I'm going to say to the people is we still got to stand strong. We still got to fight. Our fathers and forefathers, you know what I'm saying, them Geronimos, them Martins, them Malcolms, them Hueys, they didn't fight for nothing. Pac, I hope he didn't lose his life for nothing. You know what I'm saying? We are the Tupac right. generation, and I stand here right now to say, yo, rest in peace to Geronimo. I pray for his soul and spirit. Thank him for the service and the example that he was, and thank him for the guidance that he gave Tupac to help guide us even still to this day. And rest in peace to him, and I pray for the sanity and the comfort of his family through this trying time.
Yeah, me too. I'm definitely with you on that. And speaking of death, I don't know, we've been saying so much death, and the media just lately is just crazy. Cosby Show actress Clarice Taylor, she just recently died. Actually, she died on Monday at the age of 93. Clarice Taylor, she played Bill Cosby's mother on The Cosby Show. It's reportedly that she succumbed to heart failure and was surrounded by her family when she passed. Taylor, she earned an Emmy nomination in 86 for her recurring role as Dr. Cliff Huxtable's mother, Anna Huxtable, on that long-running sitcom back in the 80s. So rest in peace to Clarice Taylor as well. Also, I want to mention, I think this is someone that Trey Love looks up to. I'm just kidding. America's Dr. Death, Jack Kevorkian. He dies at age 83. I know you want to talk about that, Trey, but before you do, I'll say this to some of the younger listeners that aren't really familiar with Jack Kevorkian. Jack Kevorkian is also dubbed Dr. Death for helping dozens of terminally ill people to commit suicide. He died today at the age of 83 in a Michigan hospital. It was a peaceful death. He didn't feel a thing, his attorney said, who has been Kevorkian, I guess he was recently hospitalized with kidney and heart problems. Of course, he was he was the assisted suicide advocate. They said he died, preconditioning injuries or something. I don't even know what that word is that I'm trying to think of. It's still early, but died after a blood clot from his leg broke free and lodged in his heart. The good thing about it was that there were no artificial attempts to keep Kevorkian alive, despite what he probably wanted, you know. But anyway, I'm going to get that to you on that note.
Hey, I'm going to say this straight up, live on Gilroy Radio. Hold on, Carla, you got to stay with me for this one. Don't leave me yet, because I want to play a little music while I talk to this one, because this is a good one. Oh, Doctor Death, this song, just a little bit of it. No, I'm just with him, but, like, I got love for the man. I ain't going to knock the man because, hey, you know, 83 years is a beautiful life, so I want to say congratulations to him on a well-spent life. And also, like, suicide. You know, there are so many devastating ways to commit suicide, to just quit and say I'm over it and just, like, you know, what some people do. And it's, you know, the way he did it, honestly, I'm not going to say I in any way, shape, or form agree with it, but, I mean, if you were looking at someone, say, that was very old, very ill, sick, tired, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't take God's position. Personally, I wouldn't take God's work into my hands. So that's not for me to do. But it's just interesting that, you know, I look at things in this way. The father must see that he did something good because to die a peaceful death and ain't feel a thing. Uh-huh. I mean, at 83 to go out, hey, he must have did something right because, hey, he left here real smooth. I ain't got nothing but love. I hope, I pray to good God I'd be like 83, 84, 85,
okay.
You know, hell, 182 and just chill. What happened to Trey Love? He went to sleep.
Okay, that's
so
beautiful. That's how I want to go.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to go. I don't want to go to heaven or hell. I want to hang out right here.
Okay.
No, go ahead. Next subject. I'm
all righty. Well, on to some happy news. I guess, what's that old saying that when three people die, three babies are born? So that's a beautiful thing. Pink had her baby a couple of days ago. The singer, 31, gave birth to a daughter. Which
who?
She named her Pink, the singer Pink.
Oh, Pink had a baby. Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't even know she was pregnant. That just, you know, even though I follow her on Twitter, but last night I got a breaking news report from my daughter via Skype. She's in South Carolina. I'm in California. She said, "Mommy, your interns ain't on it because I don't see an article on Pink having her baby." So I'm like, "Oh Lord!" She was like, "Fire the interns." But yeah, that was breaking news, and my daughter, she broke that to me like an hour after it was reported in People magazine. But yeah, the singer gave birth to daughter Willow Sage Hart on Thursday in Los Angeles, and like many celebrities before her, Pink announced it via Twitter. So I thought that was cute. Congratulations to Pink and her husband, and keep on bringing that great, great music. Since we're in music and entertainment, I guess I'll touch on a little bit about Rihanna, her new video, Man Down. Have you seen it, Trey?
No, I haven't even seen it. I haven't seen it. No.
Okay. Well, it's called Man Down, and it starts off with her shooting a guy at the top of the video, so it's crazy. But anyway, she defends this. It's been a lot of backlash in regards to all the violence and stuff, and she's actually defends it. Defends her video, and she did it yesterday actually on BET. So she did this only after several groups blasted its violent opening scene. And, you know, when I heard about it, I was like, okay, this is a great publicity stunt for her. It's kind of crazy, though, Trey, and I guess I want to definitely talk to you about it maybe later so we can maybe do a show together on it, because my opinion on this is that, you know, she does this, and all of a sudden all his attention is again on Chris Brown after he's trying to get his stuff together and just release his album. She's releasing her stuff and kind of sort of she's saying in defense of the video that, you know, hey, she's young, and if she shot somebody, she's trying to, you know, protect other young girls that are probably being raped or beaten. So she's still trying to put stuff back on Chris Brown when, in my opinion, I know what it is what it is. He did what he did. Well, they say that he did what he did. Or he was accused of it and he was convicted. But, I mean, he has paid for his crime. So why does she keep going back? I mean,
right.
What's your opinion on it?
I mean, this is the way I look at it, and I'm going to be totally honest. See, the thing is, a lot of people in life don't want to accept their wrongs and what they did wrong. And in every situation, now, there are some situations that I totally think are crass, and these people should be severely punished. Case in point, the way that if everything is portrayed correctly, the way that Ike Turner abused Tina Turner was not only excessive, it was ignorant, it was rude, and hey, I know that he's deceased and gone from us right now, just to show you how life works, and Tina's still making money. She's a brand, so that just goes to show that life has a way. I believe that the universe has an excellent accounting system, and we all will, everyone. There's no one that's disincluded from this, myself very much included in this. You will reap what you sow. No matter what you've done in this life, it is going to come back to you. So, you know, I do believe in prayer. I do believe in all that. But the seeds that you planted, yes, you do have to be mindful of the things that you've done. That's why I do the best in my power. I'm human, and I've made plenty of mistakes, but I've done my best in my power to try to at least be good to people and to leave a good name and reputation out there, the way I handle my business and the way I do things, simply because, as I said, these things will come back on you. And that goes for Chris Brown and Rihanna. Now, and to kind of defend Chris and to defend Rihanna, I'm going to say this. I myself have been in tumultuous relationships, and I like the way I put that. I'm so intelligent. People don't realize how exclusively talented I am.
That's
you know
a big
what I'm saying?
Word for 10 o'clock
Did you
in
hear
the
that?
Morning.
Right, and I got my GED, so I don't care what nobody say. I got my good enough diploma, but I was in a tumultuous relationship before, and there are some things that happened that I myself personally am not proud of. Two things to defend myself. Number one, you are 18 years old. You don't really have understanding of how to deal with a one-on-one, full-out relationship, and then to top it off, when you have a person that is very hostile, that you're dealing with, it, you know, things can boil over. Like I said, Chris Brown did what he did, but no one really is going to expound on the details of what happened prior to him doing what he did. You see what I'm saying? There are three sides. I'm going to say this straight up. There are three sides to every argument and every situation. There's one person's side, the other person's side, and then there's the real. And the real is just what it was, and if no one else was in that room or in that car or in that situation, no one really can say or know what's going on. Now, what's happening with Chris right now, and that's just, like I said, to personally accept myself, because a lot of people want to act like, oh, no, man, I ain't never this, that, and the third. I did some things I shouldn't have done, and I'm going to be real. That's my business. That's not anything I'm proud of, but I'm man enough to stand up and say, look, I have been in situations that got heated between both of us. You know what I'm saying? There are things that should not happen, you know what I mean, and things that I did, but things that were done to me as well. So it's a two-way street with that. And like I said, I really personally want to give Chris a chance, because having been a young man in certain situations, the youth is something that people don't understand. An 18, 19 to, say, 23-year-old kid, boy, does not know what he's doing. And to be expecting him to conduct himself as a man is not only wrong on whoever the person is that wants this young man to do that, it's wrong on the man himself to realize, and for the parenting to come in and say, look, boy, you're 18, you're 19, you're this age or that age, you need to do this, that, and the third, and you need to learn different things before you to settle down in a relationship. So that's where that fall came in. Now, as far as the marketing, Chris is doing really, really great right now. I saw a video of his. They got a song playing right now. I mean, Chris is looking good. He's jamming. He's dancing. He's back on his grind. Now, Rihanna with the shooting scene. I want to say this, and this is something that I was sitting out watching a movie with a lady of mine the other day. And the movie, it depicted, and I'm going to tell you what happened. I saw this on BET, and I'm glad you brought this subject up, Carla, because I really take the time to expound on this for a minute, because it's something that really bothered me. Tank was playing this character. I can't think of the other girl's name, but Tank was, like, excessively abusive towards the girl, kind of like a Ike Turner-ish kind of thing. And it was just – it was honestly, at that point, I was kind of, like, watching it. But I was kind of playing, but I'm like, dang, they make a brother look bad. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Trey Songz in this movie as well. And then another thing, too, that came up, and it just kind of struck me. They had it was commercials on, and then during the commercial you had a brother, but in like a – and I want to say this before I even continue. I am an entertainer. I am in the entertainment business, and I'm not the type of person, like, when people say, oh, I have black friends. No, I do have gay friends, and I think gay people are beautiful people. I take nothing from them, and this is nowhere near any way, shape, or form a discredit or a dishonor to a gay person's character. I love y'all. Y'all good people, man. We hang out and have beers and all that. I'm cool like that, and that ain't no BS. I'm not just saying that. But to see during the commercial, okay, first you got one man depicted as a woman beater. Then during the commercial, you had a black dude holding like a teddy bear and, like, you know, acting real flamboyant, you know what I'm saying, in like a that kind of manner. And then they go to another commercial, and it's got this, it's the Toya thing where she's talking to her brother, like, you got a baby now, and making it like men don't know how to take care of their kids. So just to see, even in reality shows, from commercials to television, I'm really not appreciating, and this is from a person that's an artist and a black man living in the United States of America, what goes into your eyes and what goes into your ears affects you. I was not pleased to, within watching my black entertainment television, to see three segments within a few moments, and to see every black male put in a position of something that, in my opinion, is somewhat derogatory. You're making me a woman beater. You're making me a deadbeat dad. These are things. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
And in my opinion, like I said, even having Barack Obama in office as president, him and his lovely wife Michelle. I mean, this is the example that is being put before us now. I'm going to say this, and Carla, us being in media in the business, I know people love controversy, and we got to do what we got to do to keep the numbers coming in. But I'm going to say this: let's start And I'm putting a call out to all the writers, producers, and stuff because I'm working on some things of my own. Let's start depicting us in more of heroic roles, please. Let's start imaging black men as you know, businessmen, sitting down, tycoon. I watched the movie Limitless, and I'm going to tell you, I love the actor. He was phenomenal. But at the same time, I could have did that role, and I would have played the hell out of it, too. You know what I'm saying? So just putting a little something out there. Let's start getting for the African-American males and, you know, all my actor friends out there. You know, I've seen some really good movies lately. Jumping the Broom was phenomenal. They did really, really good imaging on black men on that. But let's do more of that. That's what I'm putting a call out to everyone. So I'm sorry, Carla, I was long-winded, but I had to get that off my chest. Okay, just okay, go.
No, I'm so with you, and I want to end the Rihanna piece by quoting something that she shared on BET's 106 in Park yesterday. She said, in regards to that video, Man Down, we just wanted to hone in on a very serious matter that people are afraid to address, especially if you've been victimized in this scenario. And that's what Rihanna said in defense of her Man Down video on yesterday on 106 in Park. And as for the entertainment news, that's all I have for now. Stay connected to www.eotmblog.com for all of your entertainment news, all that good stuff. And you can actually check me out at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on www.eotmradio.com for our Indie Cafe. It is DJ Play My Song Day, and we're actually featuring some of the hottest indie artists on the planet, including Trey Love. But I don't think Trey, you're not indie, are you? Or you signed, right?
Nah, baby, I'm straight indie. I was signed, but you know me, I break up with people like if they don't do act right. So I'm indie
right
again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, you're definitely included. I just didn't know how to label you, but yeah.
Oh, that's cool,
so
yeah.
Trey Love. And I heard your other single, Gilroy Game.
Trey.
That's the title of it?
It's called Trey Game. Trey Game.
Okay.
No, you made me laugh. He's like, is it called Gilroy Game? No, it's Trey Game, yeah.
I love that. I was checking out the show the other day. I'm like, what? I don't have. And I was hurt, Trey, because I don't have the MP3. I don't have that track to rotate.
I tell you what,
on our
I tell you
network,
what.
So
I tell
so
you
hurt.
What. I tell you what. This is what I want you to do. I want you to listen. If you pay attention, it's only one verse. And I want to shout out Dollar Chapman. Actually, like I said, I'm independent, but Dollar works with, man, I'm going to just share the good news with y'all. God is blessing me so much. The gentleman who gave me that track, who I'm working with, is signed with LaFace, L.A., and Babyface. So I got to give him a shout out. The producer, man, he got some crazy stuff going on, man. He really likes what he heard as well. And, Carla, I just want to say, if you guys listen, it's only one verse. I was so excited and hyped. I was so hyped when we recorded that.
I can't wait to
say
one verse.
Yeah, no, if you listen to it, it's only one verse. And I'm going to play it, actually. I always do that after I do my pokes. I'm a rocker and then Trey Game because I'm getting my audience preparing them. You know, it's kind of, Carla, you know how I'm marketing. I'm making sure, I'm kind of soaking it in to let them know, like, hey, Trey's an MC, too. And by the way, I don't know if you all knew, but that's me singing the hook. Get your Trey Game on. Just in case y'all didn't know that.
Wow, you another Jamie Foxx. That's what's up.
That's what I'm going for, man. That's my idol. So what I want to do right now, Carla, is send a special thank you to you, the whole EOTM team, to Wanda, Stacy. Y'all got, how many more gang members y'all got? Shout out all the gang members real quick. Jimmy, Farron out on the East Coast. Look at me. I'm trying to run just with thinking off the top of my head.
Okay. I'll get some shout outs real quick to Ron Anthony, Say Tuesday, Stacy Briggs, Jimmy Baker, Melanie Williams, Tanya Blake, Mark Sandberg, Izzy Sandberg, I said Jimmy Baker, Twanda, and her husband does some stuff as well, Kane Cawthon, so Twanda and Kane, and then, you know, everybody else. So, yeah, Matt, shouts out. Matt, love to you guys. Doing some great things. Appreciate y'all.
Well, you know, Carla, we want to thank you. And any we can catch you and get you live, we're going to do that. Carla, not only are you going to – first of all, like I said, the single isn't finished yet, but when the single's finished, I guarantee you get an MP3 of it. And I'm currently working on my album, Low Key. I'll let you hear some stuff. Actually, I want you to sit down with us sometimes, Carla, and check out some of the tunes, you know, because I want some opinions before I put the album out, because the album Locksmith will
be
dropping.
Let's have a listening party.
Yeah, oh man, that's gonna be love, man. It's gonna be R&B, y'all. It's gonna be hip hop, of course. It's gonna be some poetry on there, some comedy as well as
poetry.
On my album,
wow.
Guys. It's gonna, yeah. It's got my album. I'm telling you, I'm gonna be spitting, man. I've been under the radar because this, you know, I'm really, this is my life's work, and I'm looking to really, when I put out the Trey Love album, Locksmith. The reason why it's called Locksmith is because I'm unlocking all the ladies' dreams, secrets, everything y'all wanted to know. You know, I'm really bringing essence of what Trey Love is to music, you know what I mean? Everything that I do comedically and, you know, the way I entertain you guys, you know what I'm saying? The music is going to come out. I plan on being like the rap version of Maxwell.
Wow.
Yeah, the rap that's version, up. You know what I'm saying? Imagine if Maxwell was a rapper. He'd have been Trey
Love.
That's
retarded.
That's retarded, huh? Hey, it's the neo-soul rap boy. You know I'm doing my thing. But, Carla, you got to, like, peep this. Before I let you go, I just want to announce to the people that 5G Enterprise and EOTM will be doing mergers. There are going to be shows from EOTM that is going to be played on Gilroy Radio, as well as Gilroy Radio is going to have shows played on EOTM. So y'all pay attention to what we're doing. It's going to be guests. It's going to be red carpet events. We're going to be doing EOTM, Blip.TV. We're going to be doing TreyLove.TV. We're going to be cross-marketing, double-promoting. And I'm going to tell you, if you ain't paying attention, and you act like you can't see, you must be blind, baby, because we taking over 2010, 2011, 2012, baby. We lining it up like that, and that's Chuch. Carla, thank you for your time.
Oh, most definitely. Peace out, y'all.
All right, y'all. Thank you, Carla. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Carla from EOTM coming through doing her news segment, and we really enjoyed her. You know, that's a real spice what we have, and I want to appreciate her for enjoying my single Trey Game, man. That's going to be one that we're pushing. Like I said, y'all, it's going to be a lot more coming from Trey Love. But right now, don't forget, we got the Mooney Twins on deck, yo. Daryl and Dwayne Mooney, man, going to be calling in to Gilroy Radio. This is going to be a hot show. But for now, y'all know I had to do it like this. This song is dedicated to Dr. Kevorkian. This song is dedicated to Geronimo Pratt. And this song is also dedicated to Will the Real One, brother that we lost recently. And this song is dedicated to, I'm going to be honest with y'all, there's been so many tragedies within this year that we're living in 2011. I mean, so many deaths, you know, from the Liz Taylors. I mean, it's just been crazy. So this song goes out to all of the people that we lost, and I want to say to their families, may the Lord comfort you during this time. And, you know, I like to say a prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Rest in peace, y'all.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wait back. I thought we'd get to see forever, but for so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. I don't know where the road is going to lead. All I know, and I'll take with me the memory to be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. And I'll take with me the memory.
Yeah, man, you live on Gilroy Radio. Y'all know what time it is, man. It's time to get this thing crunk up and have a little fun, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's going down out here, man. I'm going to tell you like this here, man. What you got to do, you know what I'm saying? You got to pace yourself in this life, you know what I'm saying? And in this game, you got to move and groove and be smooth. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm the one and only Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy, man. And I'm going to tell you something. They be trying to do like how I do, what I do, when I do, where I do it. But right now, I'm doing it live from the Sugar Shack. You understand what I'm saying? And all of them, I'm going to just tell you, you know, with the way I operate and the way I roll, you know what I mean? That Chicago swag, you know what I'm saying? Mixed with that Cali thing. I know it's a little hard to touch, a little hard to understand, baby. But you got to pay attention because I'm 100 grand. You understand what I'm saying? Baby, I'm doing it like this here. Man, y'all better catch me. I'm performing tomorrow. I'll get the information for you tomorrow. But see, I'm going to be live. You understand what I'm saying? All the way live. You know, see, the thing I do is I don't tell everybody what I'm doing. I just tell you maybe how I'm doing it. But you don't know where I'm doing it unless you're supposed to be there. You understand what I'm saying? But, man, I'm going to be performing live tomorrow for the deltas and everything, you know what I'm saying, the sorority, the girls is getting me back out on the road, y'all, I'm getting back on this booking thing, getting back out on the road, so while the haters are sitting here, you know what I'm saying, I notice in every city they do the same thing, they sit around the club and they look at each other, you know, they look at each other, y'all, y'all notice I ain't looking at y'all, I'm sitting there with my 2, 3, 4 of my women, you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, having me a drink of water, you know, because I'm getting older now, so I'm watching my health, so I may not be having a drink no more, you know what I mean, but you know, when I'm doing what I do, and I'm sipping, trust me, when I be seeing y'all eyes, this is what I be sipping on.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall, been blind too long, whoa. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your face, yeah. It tastes like lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me face, yeah. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your face, yeah. That flavor lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking
about? I'm not listening, I'm not interested. My attention only focused on what I get. Diamonds glistening, they call me Mr. Chick. White ice, lemonade, black ice, you thick. Got gel rough, now I'm bitching ice to pick. So I treat it real good like the hoes on food. Mom, like, I ain't never seen a car like that. And she probably won't see the next year, I guess. And the family is fresh, and I say, I guess. Success brought up there, I live no stress. So today is the day that the big boy shine. Drop tops everywhere, I wouldn't know how to ride. Got the fitties out today, showing off town lines. Bands battling in my pocket, no, it's not drawn line. Then skateboard beat in the club. On time, no, not on time, but it's just in time.
Ooh, we fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been blind too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your pace, yeah. It tastes like lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me face, yeah. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your pace, yeah. That flavor lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me face.
Yo, hey, yo, this one goes out to all of my critics. Don't you feel stupid, look how I did it. Look how it came to pass when I said it. We could do debit, I don't need no credit. Yes, I'm epic, look how I rep it. It's been 8 years, but I broke the record. Yup, the record, yup, the record, yup, the record, yup, the record. I'm all that I can be, an element, I'm appalled when you envy. Cause you can do it too, and you can do it too. I just happen to be the girl that they do it to. So I'ma bounce back, and I'ma ball out. And every time you see me, I'ma go all out. And I'ma win till the ending. Don't be mad when you see me transcending. Coach.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been blind too long. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your pace, yeah. It tastes like lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me face, yeah. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your pace, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm hard, I'm sipping on Sprite, still a spray cool. That's a motherfucker in a Porsche lemonade. Pull up in a Rari, he ain't really get intimidated. Mutilated, Maserati, Lamborghini, decapitated. That investigation, I'm accumulated. Seeing with it, that I'm not the man that I say I am. Like I give a damn, but I just run around town picking up stacks. Something like Louis, something like Gucci. That I love money, yeah, I love solution. My teenage care ring, baby girl, too. And I ain't really hard to please, baby, come chill, come chill, come chill, come chill. I'm just around the town.
sound with the top shop. Talk to you to call the loss of pound. Cause my top stay down. Cause I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought this car. I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought the car.
We evolved from small to tall and shall not stall. Been blind too long. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
I be sippin' on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your base,
yeah.
And it tastes like lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face,
yeah.
I be sippin' on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your base,
yeah.
That flavor lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking about?
Lift your glass, gon' lift your glass.